was no threat. You had no cause.
Put your knife away, boy. You'll wind up like your friend. Every soldier has his moment of truth. That was yours, and you failed. You're not worthy to fight with us.
Nor would I want to fight alongside a barbarian.
I'll remember you when we've taken Jerusalem. Reuben, there's nothing for us here. Move on to the camp.
Yes, sir.
Goodbye.
Aurier, do something. He's dying.
I don't know. I don't know what to do.
His satchel. Maybe there's something in it to help.
I wouldn't know.
It's all right. Everything is all right. I see it all very clearly now.
No!
We are going up to Jerusalem now.
Yes, Lord.
And everything that is written about the Son of Man through the prophets will be fulfilled. For he will be handed over to the Gentiles, and he will be ridiculed and insulted and spat upon. After they have flogged him, they will kill him.
What?
And on the third day, he will rise again. Whoever comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even life itself, cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry the cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not first sit down and estimate the cost to see whether he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, everyone who sees it will begin to mock him, saying, "Look, this man began to build and was not able to finish." Or what king, going out to wage war against another king, will not sit down first and consider whether he is able, with an army of 10,000, to oppose the one who comes against him with an army of 20,000? If he cannot, then while the other is still far away, he sends a delegation and asks for the terms of peace. So therefore, none of you can become my disciple if you do not give up all that you have.
Master, blessed is the womb that bore you and the breasts that nursed you.
Amen.
Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it.
Master, listen to me. You must leave this area at once. Herod wants to kill you.
Deliver this message to that old fox for me. Take heed. Today and tomorrow I am casting out demons and performing cures, but on the third day I finish my work. Then I must be on my way, because it is impossible for a prophet to be killed outside of Jerusalem. Jerusalem. Oh, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to save it. How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings. But you were not willing. If you, even you, had only recognized on this day the things that make for peace. But now they are hidden from your eyes. Indeed, the days will come upon you when your enemies will set up ramparts around you and surround you and hem you in on every side. They will crush you to the ground, you and your children within you. And they will not leave within you one stone upon another, because you did not recognize the time of your visitation from God. See, your house is left to you. And I tell you, you will not see me until the time comes when you say, "Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord."
Luke, be calm. We're going to carry you inside.
Mary, is that you? Have I finally found you again?
Be calm, Luke. Be calm. You are in God's hands.
Oh, I am at perfect peace.